What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So, today I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about concepts and our place in the universe and how aliens fit in and to see what your thoughts are on it as well. I'm going to open up the comment section after this. You can make posts there. You can post on the TikTok. You can post on Facebook. You can post on the Buy Me a Cup of Coffee website as well. And I'll post up some new updated stuff in there as well. So so what I've been doing, just to give you guys a little heads up, is that I've been doing a little bit of fiction with the website. So I've been doing a little bit of theoretical fiction with these alien species that we hear about. So I take the information that I hear from the insiders and whistleblowers, and then I kind of put it into a story. And they're short stories. It's just something fun to burn a couple minutes. If you want to go check them out at lockdownuniverse.com, just type that into your browser. It'll pop up my WordPress website, and you can check it out. It's fun. It's enlightening. It's just lighthearted. You know, it's just for fun and kicks, but it has some cool sci-fi elements in it too, about these species that we talk about. So if you want to check it out, I would appreciate it. I think it's fun. I gotta branch out my artistry. You know, I love reporting the real stories, but I also like the sci-fi aspect of it too, the fictional aspect and writing of it. So I want to share that with you guys as well. Check it out. It's humorous. Talk about Eminem coming up with like the full harmony of music to align the planets, kind of like Bill and Ted, but to a jokey degree. And then possibly Snoop Dogg taking over the world as a president, and what that would look like as he communicated with the aliens, and how chill and peaceful, and how the harmony would be processed throughout the planet. You know, just fun stuff. Fun stuff. But also, I just did one yesterday on a rhinoceros-like alien species versus the reptilians, utilizing both powers that they both really have, according to whistleblowers, and kind of their nature in the universe. So that's my little commercial, I guess you want to call it, whatever. My little infomercial. But I wanted to talk to you guys about today about aliens and our humanity and kind of where we fit in the universe. So as you know, we talk about all kinds of different stories, and we talk about different alien species, and we talk about where they lie within the structure of the society that's exopolitical. So exopolitical society, meaning where the reptilians sit in the stratosphere, the food chain of exopolitics. Where do the squid and octopus like species that Randy Kramer talked about fit into the food chain, right? And I mean, not just food chain, right? Not like literal food chain, but I'm talking about business food chain, the commerce food chain, the political food chain. And where do we fit in, right? I mean, you have to imagine that since we're not even really a true spacefaring species, well, at least publicly, that we can't be that high up there. However, Randy Kramer talks about the fact that we are a spacefaring nation, or spacefaring world, that we are out there fighting battles with other species in alliance with other species. So we may have a little bit more influence than we really think. So let's talk about grand scale, and then we'll kind of bring it down to small. So when I talk about grand scale, I'm talking about spiritual, I'm talking about afterlife, and I'm talking about multiple regression, multiple incarnations. So as many people believe that we're reincarnated. If we're reincarnated, that means we're coming back and we're kind of living different lives, and we're engaging in the world, and we're learning, kind of like using Earth as a learning school for our spirit. But then the question remains is, why do we have other species out there? Right? You have to wonder that. If you believe in reincarnation, if you don't believe in reincarnation, that's okay. You can keep listening because I'm not going to stick on the topic for too long. But you have to wonder why there's other aliens out there then, right? So the understanding that I've received through the whistleblowers is that the reason that they're out there is because we don't just incarnate here on the planet. We reincarnate on other planets and other alien species because they have different societal norms that we can learn through. And it's always about learning. It's always about spiritual learning. And one of the most interesting recent hypnotic regressions I had read talked about how this hypnotic regressing therapist went with a client back through their lifespans, and they found out that they actually lived on an alien world. And when they started to talk about this alien world in the regression, the person wanted to stop it. Basically, the individual who was under hypnosis wanted to stop the regression because it was too fearful. The entire landscape was very different than Earth. They had gone through multiple regressions, and it was so drastically different that they just wanted to stop it. Makes sense. So they did, and then they kind of went back in and kind of learned more about their life. But it's interesting because we are, well, according to these regressionists, we are kind of regress incarnating and learning in different species. Now, each species wants to progress, but in a different way. Sometimes in a different way, right? Sometimes they just want to progress with technology. Sometimes they just want to progress with politics. Sometimes they just want to progress with spirituality, and they're not really worried about technology. So when we incarnate, we get to learn about these different aspects of ourself and how we would respond in these different environments. It's all about how we respond and how we understand ourselves in these environments. So it's so fascinating when we kind of start to pull everything together that these other alien species are out there because they allow us to go through their school system of their society. And you have to agree that even on Earth, we have totally different worlds that you can grow up in. You can grow out in the country of Iowa, or you can grow up in the city of Chicago or New York or LA, and all three of those are different. And living in the farm section is totally different, right? And living in Canada versus the US would be different, right? There's different histories involved. So there's so much to learn, even on one planet, that you could probably spend lifetimes upon lifetimes just learning different things and in different time periods. Okay, so we talked about that, kind of what on the larger scale, but what about like on the shorter scale? Well, different species are going to different places to not only have hybrids, but also to learn, to gather as much as they can spiritually, and understand how other civilizations are increasing their productivity, their progression, their spiritual development, their technological advancements, and their political movements. And of course, it's for protection as well, right? They need to protect themselves. And this has been made pretty clear by the Greys that they didn't want us to use any nuclear warheads anymore, and have stopped us on numerous occasions. So isn't it interesting that as you look back on your life, you are developing ever since you were born to understand your world, to understand that your actions have consequences, and that if you continue to make the same mistakes, you know, you're going to get the same results. So we're trying to develop ourselves spiritually here, and we're trying to learn every day. I've made mistakes, even recently, made mistakes where I said, I should have done this, I should have done that, and I'm developing myself. I'm trying to make myself better. I'm trying to make those mistakes I can't change, but I can change the future. And what was interesting was I came across this video on this TikToker who said, you know, a man is a fool who only continually kicks himself for his past mistakes and doesn't look to the future to change those mistakes. So you can acknowledge your mistakes as we learn through these schools, learn through these planets, learn through these experiences. You can remember them. You should remember them. And then take action to change those things. And so I think that's what we're seeing in this incarnation. And they say that Earth is the most difficult incarnation. They say it's very difficult because it's a third dimension. It's very difficult to move, very difficult to accomplish things. It takes a long time. But we also learn the most because we're trudging through the mud and we're understanding things slowly as we go. What I also find fascinating is that we have a lot of fourth and fifth and sixth and even higher dimensional beings that reportedly come down and try to guide us along the way, try to help us develop spiritually so that we don't end our whole species in, you know, ultimate destruction or mutually assured destruction. I often wonder if humanity would do that for another species that saw themselves trudging through, the trenches. You know, would we do that? Have we ever done that? It seems as though most advanced species, as we know, when they encounter a less advanced species, they usually dominate them. That doesn't seem to be the case with a lot of these other species. Unless you consider them blocking our nukes from shooting up in the sky and not allowing us to shoot them at wherever we were trying to shoot them in that video as domination. But you know, it begs the question, you know, why would a higher dimensional being come down and try to guide us? Is it a ruse? Is it like Project Bluebeam, you know, or are some of our, you know, lucky few humans able to engage with these species like Corey Good was talking about? And if you don't believe Corey Good, there's been many others that have talked about engaging with different levels, dimensional levels of species. So it seems as though there's a movement to try to assist us in ascending to the next level, maybe the fourth dimension, fifth dimension. And a lot of people are now starting to get their brains around that and move towards that direction. It seems as though while humanity is becoming more compassionate, they're also becoming more steadfast. But what I've seen, and maybe I'm right, maybe you might have seen this too, is that each generation as they're born seems to be more and more open-minded than the past. They often see the older generation as closed-minded on one topic or many topics. And we become more and more open-minded. It almost seems like there's more and more souls that are incarnating that have more open-mindedness and are more willing to develop and adapt and to change our reality. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 10, 15 years as AI changes the world, right? As it changes our spiritual development, because money's going to go bye-bye, okay? Whether we like it or not, I mean, so many jobs are going to get annihilated from AI that they're going to have to institute universal basic income, and our spirituality will then begin to really flourish, hopefully. Hopefully we will develop, you know, a greater sense of community, a greater sense of purpose, and a greater, brighter future where we're all not working so hard and we can't develop spiritually. And maybe that point will allow us to ascend into that fourth, fifth dimension. So see, all these pieces like kind of come together to push us towards our destiny. I don't know. It's very interesting. So I'll stop there. I have another podcast I want to bring up to you guys and I want to share. So I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, taking care of yourself spiritually. That's really very important. Emotionally, equally as important. Moderating your emotions, keeping them in check, allowing the good ones to come, and also understanding the bad emotions and trying to develop compassion, love, and understanding for your fellow brethren, and taking care of yourself physically. You know, if you can't feel good if you don't take care of yourself physically, and I'm still working on that myself. I don't have a six pack, believe me. So anyway, guys, continue to follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, and as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, take care and lockdown universal.